This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consultant Kedra Reed, last name R, E for Europe, E for Europe, D for David. First name Kedra, K for kite, E for Europe, D for David, R, A for apple. Date January 26, 2023, period new paragraph. She is a 44-year-old female patient who recently had an abnormal EKG, which was done as a pre-op evaluation period. Patient will need a abdominal surgery to remove fibroid uterus, period. The new paragraph. Patient denies having any chest pain, coma, chest tightness, coma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk 1 mile and climb 2 to 4 flights of stairs, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of any cough with expectoration, palpitation or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital period, I capital period problem. New paragraph. December 25, 2022, patient had a COVID-19 infection with cough and headache, period. This was a mild COVID infection, period. She had a first COVID infection September 2021, period. At that time, she had noticed that certain activity would cause palpitation, period. New paragraph. Past history. She is diagnosed with hypertension about 3 weeks ago and she was started on medication, period. The medication is amlodipine/benazepril. Amlodipine, A for apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E. /benazepril, B for boy, E for Europe, N for Nancy, A for apple, Z for zebra, E for Europe, P for Peter, R, I for India, L for Larry. The milligram is 5/10 milligram once a day, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergies is allergic to penicillin, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. Her last menstrual period started 2 days ago, period. She has no children, period. As mentioned above, she has a fibroid uterus. Fibroid, F for Frank, I for India, B for boy, R, O, I for India, D for David. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 55 due to myocardial infarction about 3 years ago, period. The about A for apple, B for boy, O, U, T for Tom. Mother is alive at the age of 58 years and she has hypertension, period. Patient has one sister who is 41 years old and she has diabetes and hypertension, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal speed is 2/4, period, both posterior tibial 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 144 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. PMI cannot be localized period. S1 and S2 are normal period. There is a ejection systolic click and a mid-systolic click period. And, there is possible 1 plus S4 period. No S3 and no heart murmur noted period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides period. There are no RALS or RONCAI period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly period. There is no guarding or rigidity period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted period. New paragraph. The other systems, grossly within normal limit period. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with the heart rate 96 beats per minute period. Mild T wave inversion V3 and V4 and V5, which may suggest anterior ischemia period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient blood pressure is not controlled, and plan is to add carvedilol, C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, V for Victor, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 12.5 milligram PO twice a day, period. Also, hydrochlorothiazide is added at 12.5 milligram PO once a day, period. Recently, patient had a potassium checkup, and it on January 24, 2023, and it was 3.4 milliequivalent per liter. So patient is given potassium tablet, 10 MEQ, one tablet three times a day, period. Her hemoglobin was 11.4 gram per cent, suggesting mild anemia, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised low salt, low cholesterol, and low saturated fatty acid diet, period. She is also advised to do coronary calcium score, period. Pros and cons were explained, period. The clinically patient has a mitral valve prolapse, so plan is to do echocardiogram, period. And depending on the results of the further workup will be planned to evaluate for any myocardial ischemia, period. New paragraph. Patient is advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and maintain a record, period. She is also advised to bring her blood pressure at the time of next visit, period. Patient was explained pros and cons of various workup and medical treatment, which she understood well, and she had no further questions, period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, hypertension, which is not controlled, period. Next line number two, mitral valve prolapse clinically, period. Next line number three, history of COVID-19 infection, September 2021 and December 25, 2022, period. Number four, large fibroid uterus and patient needs pre-operative cardiac evaluation, period. Next sign, number five, anemia likely due to number four, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5 feet 3 inch tall. Her weight is 179 pounds and it has remained same, period. She owns, O-W-N-S, flower shop. And her work does not involve any significant physical activity, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.